It's time now for Bible Talk. Join our hosts, Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw, speakers for the Amazing Facts Ministry, as they now open the Bible and discuss themes that affect your life today. Stay tuned, because the next 15 minutes will deepen your understanding of God's Word.
Hi, friends, and welcome again to Bible Talk, where we talk about the Bible and the Bible as it affects you. I'm John Bradshaw, and with me is Gary Gibbs. Hi,
John.
Gary.
Hey, John. It's good to be here, and we are talking about some other important topics. And why don't you tell our listeners what the topic is for today?
Well, we've been talking about this subject among ourselves because it is something that affects all of us, good health versus bad health. And when you come to the Bible's got a lot to say about health and being well, staying well, and getting well. And there are a lot of people today who have the idea that, you know, I don't want to go to a doctor. I'm only going to pray. I'm going to go and see the preacher. I'm going to be healed by faith and faith only.
And that's where it really gets dangerous. You've probably have heard, John, like
now,
I
now, wait
have.
A minute. Hey, usually you're the one finding fault with me. I'm going to find fault with you right now. What's dangerous about saying, well, I'm going to be healed by faith?
Because if you say, I'm going to be healed by faith only, and you ignore the remedies that God has put at our disposal through modern medicine or maybe through some natural remedies, then you might be ignoring the very means God has provided.
I think, yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you any further than that. It's like the guy who smokes a pack of cigarettes a day and says, well, I'm just going to rely on the Lord to make me well. To heal my emphysema or my lung cancer or my shortness of breath. You know, I eat all this junk food, but God is going to help my circulation to improve.
Well, you and I were talking earlier before the program about stories and people that we have heard of who've actually lost their lives or the lives of their children. I remember one couple. They didn't believe in ever consulting modern medicine. They felt it was a denial of their faith in Jesus Christ, akin to casting incense before some pagan god, to take their children to a medical doctor.
A sin.
The absolute sin.
Now, I think the prices that some of the doctors are charging because of whatever reason, I think some of that's a sin. But going to see them because you're ill and ailing?
And the problem with this family was their son was a diabetic. And if a diabetic doesn't get their insulin, they're going to die.
Unless God intervenes and makes that diabetic well.
And that's what they were praying for, but God did not intervene, and their child died because of a diabetic coma.
Listen, let's just get right down to it. Does God heal, yes or no?
Definitely heals.
Does God heal?
After.
Does he heal miraculously?
He does. There are many stories in the Bible of that.
Still does that. As a minister of the gospel, I'm certain that you have been part of miraculous healings. Would that be right?
Definitely. Seeing people healed of many different things through prayer and anointing, just like the Bible says.
No question about that. But here's something that I think we got to keep front and center. God sometimes gives the gift of healing miraculously. No question about it. But what God has given everybody in every instance pretty well is the gift of a brain. And if you've got angina, you ought to go see a physician. If you've got diabetes, you ought to be under medical care, if at all possible, unless somehow God speaks to you directly in an unmistakable way. Listen, it's common sense to be going and visiting the doctor. Isn't that right?
Well, it may be, but here's the Bible text that people take.
Okay.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 1.
Right.
It says that when Jesus called to him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases.
No question.
So if you have the power of God in your life to heal these sicknesses, heal these diseases, then wouldn't it be a lack of faith to go to man to heal you?
Well, it could be a lack of faith. But no, it doesn't necessarily have to be a lack of faith. Listen, in the Bible, it says that Paul prayed to God on three different occasions that he would be healed of that thorn in the flesh. And and many of us believe that was his bad eyesight that he had. Mm-hmm. And whatever it was, he prayed that God would take it away. But God didn't take it away. So there are the Apostle Paul we're talking about here, the greatest preacher who ever walked the globe, maybe after only Jesus himself. And this great man of faith did not receive a miraculous healing, even though he had prayed for it. Why? I do not know. But God does not heal every illness miraculously all the time. It just doesn't happen.
So where do you think these people are coming from who teach this, though? And there are huge groups of people who do this, that it is a lack of faith.
Well, they're coming from the same areas many mistaken people are coming from. If you take the Bible and isolate a text here or a text there, if you make a God out of a teaching or a thought or a theological point, then you can go off base. But when you look through the Bible and see that God didn't heal everyone miraculously, mm-hmm. that even Luke was a physician now. Now, someone's going to say, well, Luke was a convert. He was a pagan once upon a time. But Luke was a physician, and that doesn't seem to be looked down on at all in the Bible. God gives certain talents. There can be nothing wrong with cooperating with the agencies of nature and the agencies of science for the betterment of humankind.
Okay. Let me take you to another thought that's along this line, John. What about what the Bible says about blood transfusions? There are people who will not receive a blood transfusion because they believe it's going against what the Bible says over in the book of Leviticus chapter 3 and Leviticus 17, I believe it is.
Okay. Hey, before you get there, let me say this, Gary. Here on Bible Talk, we only have a few short minutes, mm-hmm. and we can't cover every point that we want to cover. I don't want anybody to get the idea that to pray for healing is wrong, nor do I want anyone to think that everything the medical profession does is right. Because there are some drugs you probably shouldn't take under some circumstances. Mm-hmm. There are some surgical procedures that may be a complete and utter waste of time. Not all doctors are as good as every other doctor. So we're not lambasting everything or praising everything else. You can see that, right?
That's right. In fact, when we pray, we always pray the Lord's will be done. We pray, Lord, if you want to heal miraculously, you can do that. If you want to show us a treatment, bring that to our attention. Give us wisdom to discern what is the right thing to do in this situation. And in either way, your name will be praised.
That's good. Before you get to the blood transfusions, this is worth waiting for because some people have a real sticking point about mm-hmm. that. God said this, and this is something that many people ought to consider today, all of us. He said to his people Israel many years ago, if you would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Mm-hmm. Now, that was an if right there. You heard mm-hmm. that if, right? Mm-hmm. And do that which is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, then I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. God will heal. But, you know, there's some ifs involved sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, man, you wouldn't need to pray for healing sometimes if you ate less junk food and less fat. You wouldn't be praying, wearying the saints with your prayers if you took a walk every day. If you got enough rest, got some fresh air, and obeyed God and honored him with your body, there'd be a whole lot less praying for healing because there'd be a whole lot less healing required.
You know, that text you're reading there in Exodus 15:26, talking about the diseases of the Egyptians, they've done autopsies, John, on those mummies.
Right.
From Egypt. And they found that those mummies, the people, they weren't mummies when they died. They
no,
became mummies after they died.
Right.
But those people died of the same diseases killing us today in first world countries.
Atherosclerosis, right?
Yes. Cancer. Diabetes, all these degenerative diseases.
Strokes. That's right. And God said, if you would follow him, then you wouldn't end up suffering those degenerative diseases. All right. Now, blood transfusions. I'm sick. My baby boy is sick, let us say.
Yes.
And they say he needs a blood transfusion. What in the world is going to motivate me to say, no, just let him lay there in the bed? Or now, on the other hand, they might take some of his blood out ahead of time mm-hmm. and say, no, we don't want this. Look, you talked about some texts in the Bible that seem to refer to this, so this had better be good.
Leviticus 3:17. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings that ye eat neither fat nor blood.
That you do what?
Well, it says that ye eat neither fat nor blood.
Oh, right. Now, I don't want to eat any blood.
I don't either. But when you eat something, it gets turned into your blood. So what's the difference of having somebody else's blood pumped into you?
Well, correct. But God wasn't addressing a nation of cannibals. He was addressing a nation of people who ate animals, not folks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read in Leviticus chapter 7, I believe you'll find that this prohibition applied only to animal blood and maybe chickens or birds or things that flew.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't apply to humans because people don't eat people, at least ought not eat people.
We hope not. They have other problems if they do.
Absolutely. So this was something that I mean, you're taking it out of context to suggest this has got anything to do with people blood. And God didn't say no blood transfusions. He said, don't eat the stuff.
You know, there's a way they kill, if you're going to follow this, you don't want to eat meat that has the blood in it. That's what the text is really saying.
Absolutely.
And that's what where the term kosher comes from, too. There's a certain way to kill the animal, drain the blood out of it. I've been to a slaughterhouse, and a kosher killed animal, besides having a rabbi there, maybe pulling the trigger or blessing it when the trigger is pulled, the animal's throat is slit and the hung upside down, and the blood actually drains out of the animal.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what he was really talking about there, wasn't he?
How about that meat, the kosher meat? I mean, they tell me, and I haven't eaten this stuff, but the blood is all drained out, and I think most people know the blood is largely what gives the flavor. They tell me it's like chewing on the bottom of a shoe, pretty tasteless stuff.
Doesn't sound like it's worth eating, does it?
No, but now, hey, now, let me take this to the next level here and shock the people listening to Bible Talk. Get ready here. Here's a shock. God said back in Leviticus, he did not say, and boy, I hope this is clear today, God did not say, thou shalt not get a blood transfusion. I believe that if you choose not to do that, hey, that's not for me, but if that's your thing, then okay, But
it really has saved a lot of lives. I mean, people who would die otherwise, I can name half a dozen people I know in the last year or two who their lives have been saved because of blood transfusions.
Oh, listen, my brother's wife, just a couple of months ago, she'd be dead if she hadn't received blood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's well and alive and kicking. It was just a freak thing, and they found out, man, you need blood, or woman, you need blood. Now, what God said back there is don't eat blood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to eat blood. Like those people who get it out of the chickens and drink it straight down. Hey, hang on a minute.
Are you going to shock us? Is this anything we need to be concerned with today?
Acts chapter 15. All right.
Okay.
Acts 15. Firmly in the New Testament. Are you ready in this age of mad cow's disease? Are you ready in this age of E. coli? You're going to thank John and Gary in Bible Talk after you calm down from hearing this. Acts 15, verse 20, the Jerusalem Council, here's what we're telling the heathens that convert to Christianity. Tell them to abstain from pollutions of idols. Are you ready, Christian friend? From fornication, from things strangled, and from blood. So in the New Testament, God says we shouldn't eat it.
Shouldn't eat blood.
Just shouldn't eat it. So what about these?
But does anybody sit down and drink blood?
Medium rare.
Okay.
These old T-bone steaks that are just being carried past the grill, huh? comes to your plate. All they did was cut off the horns.
It almost says moo still.
It's still
it?
Mooing on your plate. It might get up and walk off. Blood everywhere. Does the Bible say don't eat it or what?
But that's where it's more tasty. That's what people say.
Got it, man. That's where the heart attack is.
The flavor is in the blood.
The heart attack is in the blood, in the fat. All that stuff.
What do you think, John, was the practical reason for the not eating blood?
The blood carries away all the impurities out of the animal, all the disease and filth and sickness. And it's, I mean, you'd be just as well off drinking something out of the sewer. That's just not good. And God knows what's good for us.
Doesn't sound like anything I want.
No, and it's not what God wants. He wants the very best for us. And what a program today. We're out of time, but please be sure and join us for more next time. Thanks for joining us today on Bible Talk.
If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for BT103. Is there anything left you can trust? The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California 95678, or email us at BibleTalk@lifetalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.